Okay, welcome to another segment with Dave and myself. Today we're going to talk about, we started one segment with light and how light can control you and manipulate you and how to neutralize light with, you know, one light with another light, you know, yellow light against blue light. But I'm going to talk about another light that can heal you. Now those of you with nanogenetics, nanopoisoning, nanocontamination going through your body and it's destroying your skin and you got stuff coming out and you're pulling stuff out, you're doing the bass, you're doing the triangle, you're doing the buckets, you're creating the bifiler coils, you're pulsing yourselves and all these things, what gets left behind is the damage. Okay. You'll have marks on your head. I got triangles all over my face from, you know, like right here. You can see a triangle and everywhere else. And let me know that I have been violated by nanotechnology. But damages can be a long time healing with this technology because of the level of damage it takes. Now, you still have to take things orally like gelatin and minerals and chlorides. Make sure you're using all your minerals in a chloride form if you can. Not so much chloride, but chloride. Now, see this red lamp here? This is a infrared lamp. Whoa. Dun, 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 dun. All right. As you can see, it's red. It's not for the red light district. This is for you. All right. So what you do with this, let's say you've had a bunch of open sores open up on you. And you're squeezing the stuff out, you're removing it, whatever way you can, you're, you know, washing it, you're squeezing it, whatever. And it's leaving all kinds of welts and marks and whatever. So what you would do is you would screw in your bulb. Oop. If it'll go in there. They won't go in this one. But find something like this where this will fit in. Now, for example's sake, I'm going to leave it on here like this because I can't, it won't fit in this one. I brought the wrong one in. But find something like this or even like this. See, we can be multiplex here. We don't have to be, you know, high-tech. Low-tech works sometimes better than high-tech. Okay, so there you go. There's your light. This little light of mine. Okay, so plug this in. And what you do first is you wash your face with a soap and a soft brush that can lather. Now what I do is I use the Miracle Soap that I buy at the health food store, but I modify the Miracle Soap. See, I think that it's a good soap, but it needs improvement, so I add borax to it, I add iodine to it, and I add copper to it. So then I shake it up, dissolve the salt, these salts inside the, because I use a copper chloride, iodine, and borax, which are all salt. So I put that in there, and I shake it up, so it mixes up, and then what I do is I wash my face, and then I take a brush, and put the soap on there, immediately start the lathering process, and then lather the face up really well, rinse it really good, and then you'll take the infrared. And you're about a foot away, and then put a little oil on the skin, almond oil. And again, what I do with my almond oil, I add iodine to it, and I add copper to it. So I mix it up, shake it up. And you put a light film. You don't have to put it heavy, light. And then you stand in front of the light with your eyes shut. Eyes closed, okay? And you allow yourself this activity to occur across the eyebrows, across the cheeks, across the jaw, on the side of the face, on the side of the face. If you've got something coming out of the neck, wash the area, and again, on the neck area. What this will do is it will push and drive the copper, the iodine, the fat, the oils, into the cells, because where the damage has occurred, it has occurred where the nano has destroyed or wiped out an area because it used your proteins as a ligand to develop a fullerene or to develop a network in the system. So when you're washing the stuff out and you're removing a lot of the stuff that may have been left behind when you're lathering the soap, because the soap acts as a saponin, and a saponin, which is like a fat, which will cause an agglomeration or collection these particles off your skin. And again, let's say you got a lesion on the arm or on your ass or on your leg or whatever. Do the same thing. Wash and shine a little light on the subject. You might be surprised how that can create a lot of healing. Years ago when I first was breaking out with this nano and I didn't know what it was, I thought it was, you know, more gallons or like everybody was telling us. And it's not more gallons, it's a nanogenetic or nanobiology or synthetic biology. I would break out and I would have pus and lesions and all kinds of things and markings. And because I was still learning how to fight the thing, you know, because nobody knew anything, and all the information we're getting on the internet, you know, it was some kind of, you know, alien this, and it is probably alien technology. This I don't doubt for 1 second. But somebody say, "Well, you mean alien technology? Maybe you might want to look that up." Anyhow, we didn't know about a lot of things. Brian 396 and myself did a lot of research on this stuff, and now we share that with everybody. The planet is getting the research, which is really good. Well, this is one of the things that has come out of this research with the R&D in regarding to helping the body heal by using this kind of light. We are being violated in ways you can't imagine. You can't even begin to imagine. But this will help heal a lot of the issues that are going on. Now, Dave wanted me to talk about Lyme. So I'm going to talk about Lyme a little bit here in this segment too. A lot of you have been prognosed with Lyme disorder, Lyme disease, or whatever. All bullshit. 9 out of 10 of you do not have Lyme. Okay, there are 300 species of Lyme on the planet. Canada has over 100 species. Wow, can you imagine that? Canada has over 100 species. And all these people that have been prognosed with Lyme have contacted me. So when I tell them the same thing I'm telling every one of you, that you don't have Lyme, Lyme is the new cancer. See, back in the day, when something was wrong, you had cancer. Oh, we got to treat you right away. Here, we got to put you with irradiation, and we got to cut this and laser that, and we got to, you know, take you apart.
Now, kill Lyme, everything. Yeah.
Now Lyme has become the new cancer. Oh, you got Lyme disorder. You got Lyme disease. You got Lyme. Okay. We get people on the nano solution protocol, and what I'm finding out is they don't have Lyme. They got nano poisoning. And this nano poisoning is what everyone is dealing with. But the medical field is not going to tell you this because they have a gag order. If a doctor tells you that you have nano poisoning, they're going to lose their license or something else. You've seen what happened with the GCMAF with these people with the GCMAF, right? They tell you, oh, the GCMAF protein has been taken out by Nogalase that was put in the vaccines. Even the diseases that are, the STDs that are going on today are not even diseases. They're programs. They're operating systems that have been embedded in people. You notice how those of you with the herpes keep on having the same thing happen at the same exact time of the day or month, and every month or every week or whenever you have these outbreaks, and it's the same thing all the time? That's a program. That's not a disease. That's an operating system running on its algorithm. And that's what's going on today. People are being embedded with programs that are operating on an algorithm, and then they're telling you that you got XYZ. We did another video on the nano, Dave and I did, showing you what a mimetic is. How, and we had pictures all over the board, you know. And this looks like a bacterium, this looks like a virus, this looks like a fungus, and they were all nano. Have any of you paid attention? Have any of you read? Have any of you gone to the sites and checked out the information? Maybe if you haven't, you might want to. So you, because again, if you're being diagnosed with something like this and you're taking all the medicines and it's not working, chances are you don't have it. So what you've got is something else, and they're masking that with these whatever. And the drugs do not work. You feel worse. You feel like shit. You feel like you're dying. Things aren't getting better, and you keep on going to the medical field. Okay. I understand the internet can be confusing. The worst thing that ever happened to the health food industry is when the allopathic people got involved. They have caused more corruption and corroboration with the FDA and everything else than anything else. And even your vitamins, when you look at them today, are loaded with excipients and shit they never had 30 years ago. So you really have to read and understand where we're at today. So when they're telling you that you've got a certain health condition, maybe, just maybe, you might want to reinvestigate for yourself whether or not you've been diagnosed properly, because the majority of these doctors today are quacks. We got some doctors are fruitarians and telling people to eat all these fruits. I call these guys tutti frutti's. Tutti frutti. Because they're having to eat all this sugar, which depletes your body of all these minerals and these elements. So it's a cleaning diet. Well, cleansing is great, but you can only do that for a period of time before your body starts losing things that it needs. So again, don't follow any guru's conception of things until you do an investigation. And I'm not talking Google search. I'm talking doing some real investigation on, you know, studies and university studies and medical studies, not current medical studies, studies that were done in the past, because at least back then, they were looking for an answer. Today, they're looking for a pill. Here's a pill. Take your pill. This pill will make you feel like whatever. Take it anyway. But anyhow, getting back to this, this is something that you may want to try out. You may find for a lot of you, you're going to feel good. And if you have something like this shining on you when you're in the bath trying to pull out the nano, you might, this may help as well. Some people are saying that when they use the infrared in conjunction with the bath, they're seeing more stuff coming out of themselves. So again, you know, this will do wonders for helping the skin heal. Where a lot of you with the nano are going to have the most problems is going to be right in here, this section, here especially, right here, across the brow, across here, here, under here, and sometimes here. That's where you're going to have the most, because the technology or the nano genetic material is trying to embed your brain so that the blue beam can affect your head. So again, be aware of this. When you pull this stuff out, put the stuff on, wash it really well, and then proceed to put on healing light. Because we're going to be looking at different things from different angles. And basically, we're graduating to the big time. So we're going to be using foods that we can still use, essential oils, nutrients, minerals, chlorides, any mineral in a chloride form. Potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, copper chloride, manganese chloride, calcium chloride. Those are the ones you want to use. Those are the salts that will help flush the cells from the embedment of nano. And this way, when the more of this that comes out, the less access to your DNA, the less access to you. So keep that in mind. We good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So until the next segment, let the light shine, baby, to your health.